We're talking wild neighbor stories, crazy neighbor stories. I remember there was this guy in a house, and I didn't live next to him, but I witnessed this because there was, you know, the old 10-mile race. Papa John's 10-miler used to happen down there by, like, Churchill Downs and U of L campus right off of 4th Street. But this guy apparently didn't like the fact that, you know, thousands of runners would gather outside of his house, and so he would open up his window and just blare all sorts of like crazy random music, you know, that obviously wasn't a part of the festival or whatever, sure, or the race, and sounds and things like that. And
not
so,
meant to motivate but meant to annoy.
Yeah. So anyways, what's your story, Angela?
My neighbors, when I lived in an apartment, stole my cable, but they stole it wrong so that only they could watch the cable, and I no longer had cable.
So you were like, wait, hang on a second. Why? I pay for cable. Why am I not getting cable? And so I'm assuming that you figured it out after that?
Yeah. And then I had to have the apartment people come ask for my cable back.
Now, did the neighbors do it maliciously, or was it just like they didn't know they were stealing your cable?
No, they did it on purpose. I just think that they thought I could watch it also, so it wouldn't be a problem, which they wouldn't have. I never would have known.
Oh, gotcha. Angela, thank you for the story.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. We got a text from Sean that said, my old neighbors had 3 dogs, 2 cats, a bird, and a ferret.
Oh, wow.
They moved out. We saw one of them driving down the street of our neighborhood on a lawnmower holding the ferret in her hand. And this was already after the U-Haul had left. Not sure if that's a crazy neighbor story, but it was definitely odd.
That's unusual. Sure.
Got another one. Terry said, lived next to a guy who mowed his lawn at midnight because the moonlight's free. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But didn't take into consideration people might be sleeping nearby.
I get it. It's cooler at midnight than it is in the middle of the day. But
sure.
Yeah.
But again, it is always stunning when people have that kind of disregard for the noise they might be causing that could disrupt others. Because, I mean, you can hear that.
Yeah.
You can hear that. It's especially right next door.
Yeah, sometimes I
maybe,
can't,
you know, even behind you or in front.
Yeah, I could be maybe guilty of mowing the lawn too early, like on a weekend or something, where, you know, I get out, you know, 8 or 8 o'clock to get the lawn mowed, and you know, I could understand that. I could be that guy, I guess.
Kim, you could be that guy.
Okay. Yeah, Kim said neighbor's teen practiced tuba on the balcony 6 o'clock in the morning every Saturday.
Oh, wow. Oh, tuba's loud. Tuba is loud. Oh, well, Hannah says, guy 2 doors down played music for and fed raccoons by hand until they basically became the HOA.
Wait, played music for the raccoons
yeah,
too?
Yeah, well, you need to entertain them as well during the dinnertime music.
Yeah, we got a text from a listener who said, I have a crazy neighbor story. When I lived in Indy, it was our first house my husband and I owned. Neighbor started banging on our windows, telling us to get out, saying she owned the house.
What?
Shelby went on and said, she did this a few times a week for over a month. She would yell at us as we were out in our yard mowing. Luckily,
that she should be thanking you. You're taking care of the yard.
Luckily, she moved. The kicker was she was a renter and she didn't even own the house next door.
Wow.
That's
wild. Sounds like that she was a little cuckoo.
Yeah, it does. It does.
My goodness. Man. Nina says, the guy next door would yell at squirrels like they owed him money. See, wait, you got Hannah's guy down the way, like playing music for and feeding
for
the
raccoons.
Opposite end of the spectrum.
That is funny. Like, literally, you know, my grandpa used to yell at the blackbirds in...
As if they understood him?
Yeah. I mean, he would just yell at them because they would, quote, steal the food that he would have for his other birds.
Oh, gotcha.
And he didn't like that. All right, we'll get to one more. Maybe we need to do this a little bit later in the show, too, because...
There are quite a few stories going in,
there are quite a few stories, right. Keith said, my neighbor used to wash his car in a Speedo.
Oh!
Even in the middle of winter.
What?
I mean, didn't want to get the pants Pants all wet.
Yeah, I can't stand the thought of getting,
howdy,
getting
neighbor,
the clothes all wet. But in the winter,
howdy, I mean, neighbor.
That is going above, I mean, and beyond.
You know,
if you're not going to the car wash,
sure,
during the winter and,
sure,
being warm inside your car.
I mean, I get, you know, sometimes winters in the area can be mild, so, you know, maybe it's not too bad. But
a Speedo, I need it. I need to see some pics.
I know, that's
maybe
kind
of a
funny
bit of that. That's amazing.
Thanks for the stories. Like I said, we'll have to get to this a little bit later too. Here
we'll
on
circle back.
99.7 DJX.